Hello, my name is Guy de Belfroy. I'm director of the Fondation pour les Arts, Stichting voor de Kunst, and we are editing the new Brussels 2023 Cultural Guide. So it's a guide that offers a complete view over Brussels and what Brussels offers on cultural outings. It's 100 different cultural outings from 10 different journalists.
I understand that this year it's a really good year for people who love Art Nouveau because it's a big deal this year.
Yes, it's a big deal because this year is the 130th anniversary of Art Nouveau, so it celebrates the first houses of Victor Horta and Maison Tahankar, and to celebrate that there are a lot of things to do. There are a lot of houses that are exceptionally open, and there are more than 10 exhibitions about Art Nouveau in Brussels.
And what other things would you want to mention about what's happening next year?
Well, there are a lot of things, so I will say, the first one will be what happened in the next month. It will be Picasso Musée Royal de Fine Arts, Picasso and Abstraction. You have BRAFA, the Brussels Art Fair, a very high quality fair. You have Brussels Jazz Festival. You have Peter Lindbergh. It's also a very nice exhibition at the Van der Bolt building. But you have more than 100 IDs, and it's just a taster because we have more than 25,000 events in Brussels for all the year. So you have to look at our site. The site is visit.brussels.
And that will have not just 100, but everything else.
Everything else, 25,000 average per year.
So if you're having a hard time finding things to do, it's not Brussels' fault.
No, not at all. There's always something to do.
And where can people get the guide?
Well, it will be available in the main bookshops in Brussels and from 25th of November. Price is €10.